Round of applause. That's what we do, Best Kept Secret. Man, I tell you, man, been doing this for like 12 years, Best Kept Secret, showing love to independent artists from all over the world. This is how I've been doing it, getting music from all over the world. I ain't never stopped. And the reason I started this, and I'll just let y'all know for people who just tuning in, the reason I started this, because I was a DJ on Hot 105, one of the stations out here. I was DJing on one of these stations out here, you know, playing the same shit every fucking week. It was like the same shit every fucking week, right? I got tired. I'm like, well, shit, there's more music out there. But the program directors, of course, because, you know, you got to, if you're working with somebody, you got to kind of like listen to their, you know, rules and shit. They're like, well, no, play this and play that. And I'm like, but it's just, I feel like I was playing the same music, but in just different order. Like if I play A, B, C today, then I might play B, C, A the next day. Then I play C, C, B, A the next. It felt like I was doing the same shit over and over. So it got to the point where I say, yo, let me do something else. And at the time, shout out to LC, another DJ that was on Hot 105. We were like, yo, let's just do this internet shit. And this was back like 12 years ago. We was like, let's do internet. Because the way we were thinking, we was like, yo, you know what? Cars, your phone, everything is going to have internet access. So, yo, let's get this shit rolling. And that's how we started. And that was the birth. And this is what we've been doing. I'd be in Mexico in a fucking hot tub listening to Excitement Radio. You know what I'm saying? Like I was in Mexico one time. In the hot tub, I'm listening to my brother, the Set It Off show, where they had nothing but underground hip-hop they were playing. And I'm just like, because in Mexico, all I was hearing was that ding, 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 ding. I'm like, nigga, I want to hear some hip-hop. Like, where the hip-hop? I was able to tune in to Excitement Radio. That's all I'm saying. So with that being said, round of applause. This is what we do every Monday, man. I just be talking shit, too. This is what we do every Monday, man. We show love to independent artists from all over the world. If you have music, just go to excitementradio.com, click on the Submit Music tab. All the information is there. Just submit your music. You're going to get on the playlist. I'm going to tell you, when you get on the playlist, I'm going to play you. I'm going to let you know we're playing you. But what I'm going to do is when we play you, I'm going to definitely give you some feedback on your music. My feedback comes from me being a DJ since the early 90s. Really, that's when I started getting paid to be DJ in the early 90s. But I was DJing since high school. Like, I was already buying records, you know, in turntables and doing house parties. And my mom back then, where we used to, you know, close the streets off and have people walking through the back door and shit. And we used to have a $5 admission back then. $5 back then was a lot of money, right? I think so, right? Back then? Like in the early 90s, right? That shit was a lot. But niggas used to pay, come, because it was some real stuff. And the way I used to do it, I used to block off the rest of the house and just have that den access available. And, you know, we used to, I don't know if you ever seen that video where you open the refrigerator and you see nothing but, like, say, 40 ounces in the refrigerator. We actually did that. We actually did that. Like, when you open the refrigerator, you saw nothing but 40 ounces of OE, Old English, if y'all know what I'm talking about, for them old heads, Old English. So that's how I started. But then in the 90s is when I actually started getting paid for it. And then that's what I kept doing. And then, of course, I was rapping. I was doing some MCing. I started off as a rapper. I didn't start off as a producer. I was rapping, and me and my boy Big Shot, shout out to Big Shot, we started doing stuff together. And, you know, we were looking for someone to make beats for us. And at the time, you know, I hooked up with this one dude that was making beats. Like, the whole arrangement was, you make beats, and we rap. So what the arrangement was is, all right, let's go and buy some equipment. I put my name down, right? And I use my credit. I fucking put my name, my social security, all that to get the credit line. And we end up buying like $15,000 worth of equipment. Now, I'm talking about back in the 90s, right? $15,000 probably was a lot of money. So you're talking about a mixing board, keyboard, all kinds of money. So we end up buying this because we, you know, we had a company called Basement Productions. We actually had a company, Basement Productions. And from that, we started making beats. But what happened was this nigga started making beats for everybody else. So when I got there and Big Shot got there, I'm like, where's our beats? We get like the secondhand beats because I hear like songs that he was doing with other people. And I'm like, that shit's all hot. But why the fuck wasn't that for us? Like, nigga, we paid for this shit. So it got to a point where I was like, fuck this. You take half. I'm going to take half. Let's dissolve this company, and you go your way, I go my way. And that's when I started Basement Productions. I forgot what the company was before. And I started my own company, and that's when I learned how to make beats. So I got the ASR. So I'm just giving you my story real quick. That's why I'm trying to tell you why, you know, I give you the feedback. Then I got the ASR 10. The ASR 10 was a keyboard that also does drum machines. Like, you could do everything on it. Like, if you Google some of the biggest hits that were made off the ASR 10, you got Timbaland, you got Kanye, like some of these and Ryan, if you want to talk, please, man. If you want to say something while I'm talking, I will. Because I'm talking a lot right now because...
You wasn't talking to us.
No, but I'm telling the same. If y'all hear something I'm saying, you know, if y'all want to jump in. But what I'm saying is the ASR 10 was one of the instruments that you got some of the biggest productions that was made off of that, like from some of the biggest names, like I said, Timbaland and Kanye, just to name a few. So I started learning. I'm talking about day and night, just reading and pressing buttons and learning to the point where, you know, I was able to get proficient in it and I was able to do it on my own. And that's when the producer side of me was developed, because I had the MC part, but now the producer part of me developed. And now I was making beats for my little clique. I say my clique. I wasn't making beats for other people. I was making beats for people that was in my clique, like people that I'm down with, that... Because I wasn't looking at it like, oh, I'm going to make money off you because of a beat. No, it was more like, yo, I like how you sound. Yo, let's get together. Come on, my beat. Yo, boom, boom, boom. And that's how we did it. So when I give you feedback on your music, I'm just showing you that I've been through the trenches. Like, I've been through it. Like, that's what I do now as DJ. So I'm going to give you my DJ ear on it. But like I said, I'm an MC too. Like, I used to write rhymes In the studio. I sit there, boom, 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 right, quick 16, and boom, go in the studio and lace it. You know what I'm saying? But then I'm also giving you my producer ear from what I used to learn from what I did as a producer. So that's what I do. So when you send us your music, I'm going to give you those feedback on that. Now, like I said, at the end of the day, I know we living in different times. Everybody's doing things differently. So, you know, I understand, like, things are different now. So do what you do. Do what you love to do. Use what you can to your benefit, to your whatever makes it happen for you. Do what you do. If you have a studio at the house and you're able to record and you're able to do things and you're able to do it, learn it. Be an expert at it. Like, just keep doing it. Like, that's what I'm saying. Just because you send me a song doesn't mean that song is the hit song that's going to get you over. And I use this example. Like, Busta Rhymes. I'm going to use Busta Rhymes because I think a lot of people can understand Busta Rhymes. Like, Busta Rhymes, of course, was a member of Leaders of the New School when he first came out. Then he came out with a solo album when he did his own joint. But he really didn't hit that stardom status until he came out with that song, Put Your Hands Where Your Eyes Can See. Like, that was that song that really took him over the edge. And I'm telling you, because I'm a DJ, like, all the other songs I used to play of him was hot. Everybody loved it, but that was people who was in the hip-hop, people who understand hip-hop. People who did that understand Buzz. But when he did that song, he crossed over to other people, like the white people, the Latin people, like everybody else. And that became a song that, like, played everywhere. Like, you go to the clubs and anywhere. Like, you could go to anywhere and you hear that. Like, yo, you know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is, these are songs that cross them over to get to other levels. Like, I could mention so many other rappers. What song that I, as a DJ, can see where they went from this level to that next level? And that's what happens. So that's what I'm saying. When you send us a song, that doesn't mean, like, this song is going to take you to the next level. It may be a good song. It may be hot. But what you going to do with it? Promotions, marketing. It's so many things you got to do. You get what I'm saying? So with that being said, I'm not going to keep talking. Shywell, in the building. Round of applause. Talk to them. Let them know what's up.
Yeah, it's 7:20, y'all. The show started at 7.
Listen,
so
it's that my, was a long I keep ass telling intro. You, it's my goddamn show.
It's only
show.
8 years been hold on, dealing hold on, with hold on, that hold on, long hold on. Ass
I keep
intro.
Telling you, it's my damn Jeez. Show. When it's my show, woo, I can talk as though, if I just want to give you one word and say, uh-huh, hey, just say hello and cut your mic off, I can do that because it's my show.
Oh, well, I couldn't talk. My mic was off all this time. Talk about, I did, oh, it y'all on can purpose. Join it. Okay. So make up your mind.
I did it on purpose.
Yeah, okay. Because. Mm-hmm. Say whatever, Ben. Yeah, this is the best kept secret, just in case you guys forgot.
No, they ain't forget because I reminded them, but go ahead.
Listen, like I've stated before, you got to learn the business. It is so important to learn the business. My next thing I'm going to say, we did go to open mic night recently. You guys need mm-hmm. to learn to perform. Mm-hmm. Have your show tracks. You know, I've been saying that from since the beginning of time, and I'm sure there's other people that feel the same way. And I do have my three category. Why? The first one, why you're not signed, you're just that hot. But then again, you know, now these days you can create your own platform and have everybody go there to listen to your music and things in that nature. Okay. Second category, for those of you who keep, I don't know what's the urgency with putting out a new song. So how often you're not giving your other song chance to breathe or give it time to do well, and then you're always recording new songs, and not even just that, it's not even done correctly, you know, because sometimes people are always looking, what I say, for the best deal instead of looking for someone that can actually execute your project, which is important.
Okay. You sound like a black Barbara Walters right now, but go ahead. Go ahead.
Listen, I've only been with you for 8 years. Oh, too long.
So, I don't know you like that, but go ahead.
Really? Nine. It feels like eternity. Last category, I'm just going to say, listen, you know, what do you always say, Ben Hop? If you're not going to take it serious, right? Just let it go. Just let it be
well,
a
no,
hobby.
Let it
be a hobby.
Let
but why are you not hobby, working today? Where my sound effects at, dog?
Hold on. You asking for too much now, but
get
go ahead.
Get to work.
Go ahead. What happened now? What's the last one?
Work.
Like, make it a hobby, right?
Yeah.
Okay, last one,
oh,
make it a hobby.
What's your favorite thing you like to say?
I haven't heard the last project. Like, you come out with a new project, I haven't heard the last
That's
project.
That's not the one. You always say, put your whole ass, not half.
No, use your whole ass, not half ass. Like, use your whole ass when you do something. Okay, there you go. If I'm going to do something, I'm going to use my whole ass. Yeah. I'm not just going to give you half
I
my
think
ass.
That hat is too right. tight today. That's there why you ain't thinking straight.
Ooh. She talking. I think that wig a little too tight.
That is my hair.
There you go. So with that being said, round of applause. And I got to give it up to my brother in the building, Orion. In the building, brass balls in the building. What's going on, my brother?
What it is, man. Thank you for the invite. It's always a pleasure to come up here and
How
kick it with
doing?
Y'all. I'm doing good. The tirade was...
So was I was, talking was shit earlier?
Nah. You was dropping gems. Right, you was dropping you. Gems, man.
Thank you.
You know, you didn't mention Alchemist though. Alchemist ASR10 champion, right?
Yes,
there.
That's what I'm saying.
And
I
give you props for messing with the ASR10 because I had one. I had gotten it from eBay back in the day,
right?
And I maybe made one or two beats. It was just too much of a headache. But by that time, like computers had already really
yeah.
Taken,
so you wouldn't go back.
I would have bought it from you if you still had it. What you got?
I sold it. I sold it on eBay like a year after having it.
Okay, okay
that thing
okay.
weighed. So
yeah,
much.
No, it's heavy. It's heavy.
A heavy yes, piece yes. of equipment.
Yes, it is. Because it's a keyboard. It's like a keyboard. And, you know, it does all kinds of programming, sequencing, and all that. So, yeah, man. So, thank you for once again, thank you again for coming through. You know what I'm saying? We've had Orion here multiple times. But like I said, he's family. He's also doing his thing out here in South Florida. Like, he's a innovator, a pioneer. Like, he's... a go-to person, like I gotta say, a go-to person when it comes to doing things out here. And I just want you to kind of at least give them a little, you know, background of the things that you've been doing and what you've been up to.
Definitely, man. We just did the Plancha 14 mixtape release party. Mm-hmm. We just had that on Saturday. So for the heads listening that don't know what that is, Plancha is an event that I do every 5 or 6 weeks. I do it with my dude, DJ XS. We put it together. We get 5 artists. Mm-hmm. We book the artists. We have them perform. Whoever got the illest 15-minute set goes off with the golden plancha and gets an invite back to perform at another plancha in the future. But what we also do, and what I think is even bigger than the events, is we put out a mixtape in commemoration of the night that features all of the artists that performed and mm-hmm. any artist that was in the building. So mm-hmm. if you were at the event showing love, maybe you were there to see one of your homies. Maybe you were there because you love what we do. Maybe you were there because you were looking forward to getting in the cypher at the end of the night. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We take the extra step forward, the extra step to, you know what I mean, showcase other talent mm-hmm. that maybe wasn't heard that night but was in the building.
Right, right.
And it's been going good, man. It's been 14 mixtapes now.
That's nice. That's nice.
And with nothing but local hip-hop.
All right.
It's an amazing time we're in because I think the capabilities of anybody recording and mixing a song is at your fingertips these days.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So, you know, when I say that and every time we put these mixtapes together, I'm like mm-hmm. very humbly surprised of how great it sounds.
Okay.
You would think with including so many different people that it would lack a cohesion.
Right, right.
You know, some tracks would be like, you know, sounding like somebody recorded it in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
that's not the case. It's not the case. Like, pretty much it's very rare for us to get a track from somebody and it sounds garbage.
Ah.
Like,
let me ask you.
And by what I mean garbage is the sound quality.
Let me ask you that, because that's what I want to talk about. Because I know on this show today, we're going to play some joints, right? We're going to play some joints, because you hit me up with like a tape that you found.
Yeah.
And it was crazy when you hit me up with it, because one of my joints was on there. Like, one of the joints that I did was on there.
Two joints.
Yeah, yeah, a couple of joints that I did was on there. But what I'm saying is, when I'm listening to it, I could tell, and I'm going to tell you what I, you know, my critique and what I was going through at the time. But what I'm saying is, you're right. Like, I feel like now, artists, you have the best of both worlds, or if you mm-hmm. want to say it like that, where you can record and you could actually make sure your stuff sounds right. Like, there's no excuse, right?
Yeah, there really isn't.
Really isn't.
You got mics that once upon a time cost $500, you could get now for $75.
Correct.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
And still good quality, you're talking
and
about?
Still great condenser mics mm-hmm. out there. You know, you could get a Focusrite interface for $200. Like, it's really there. There's no excuse. Mm-hmm, there's no excuse. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. you should be able to, at the very least, put out good quality mix. You know what I mean? Even if it's just you doing it on your own, YouTubing the shit out of, like, finding, like, different methods of mixing.
Right.
And going through all of that. And that's what I find, like, with these mixtapes, that's the evidence for me anyways, is because, like, I know what it is to have a demo when all of this technology didn't exist.
Right.
And, you know, it's night and day, man, what's out there.
And that's what I'm saying. And I'm glad you said that, because we're going to experience that tonight on tonight's show. Like, like, we're going to play some joints, and we could, you know, and I'm going to tell you as a critique, like, right now, I know what we're able to do now as far as what we were doing back then.
Right.
So I could give you, like, a little, you know, kind of, like, synopsis and tell you, yo, this is what was going on. But I love that, man. And I love the fact that you are representing for, like, the culture. You're doing it. And is XS coming still?
Nah, he can't, man, because he got people at the crib laying down tile and stuff. So he got to, you know how it is in Miami. You got to supervise.
You got to get him.
You can't just let them have way.
It's all good. With that being said, though, we're going to definitely jump into some of these joints. And in the meantime, we're going to play some other joints, too. But, you know, with that being said, let me do this. Let's play some of the other joints that we're going to play, and we're going to come back. And we got some of the joints that you sent me that we're going to show, you know, love to, all right?
No doubt.
So with that being said, Shawo, anything you want to say before we, you know, jump into the show? Anything you want to say?
I can't wait to hear the music you got this week.
Oh, that's how it is? All right, with that being said, let's do it. Let's go.
Yes, I, yes, I. Man, all I know, she Babylon, if you go see the rest of my
struggle, I go hustle just to pay for yourself. Man, cause it's self-reliance, so bet on yourself. No boss can't say no take a day for yourself. Try your best, never become a slave to your wealth. Take care of yourself and no lame in a help. Save up your money, vacate in a felt. Cause the blind must be
pull up again.
Are filled with the same 10 big artists hour after hour, making you sick of listening. ExcitementRadio.com and DJ Benhop presents the best kept secret show, leaving every single person that listens saying,
"Yes, that's awesome."
So tune in, ExcitementRadio.com. DJ Benhop, the best kept secret show.
Hey, I'm out here bending these corners to get to this money, man. You know what I'm saying? What I look like sitting here watching another motherfucker get money and I ain't getting money. I gotta get at it, straight up. If you gonna be there, you gonna be there. But this how it's gonna be. Word up. Live. time to snap. I got no time to chat. I'm on the other side of town where the money at. I've been about my cheese, but never been a rat. Once you give your word up, you don't get it back. Lil' mama got an attitude with me cause I'm gone. I get on the fly, but then I'm coming home. She mad, trying to do me bad with a funny tone. I slap her on the ass, she know I want a bone. I dig, grind, tell me that it's mine. Spread legs, dinner time. Clothes on the floor, mama, this is not a game. Y'all should be hella fire. I got that good thing. She wanna tell her friends, but they gon' wanna bang. I gotta hit the road, got money on the brain. She said, I hate to see you leave, but I'm glad you came. Said, I hate to see you leave, but I'm glad you came. I've been a fool for the paper, that's all I know. Shorty hate it when I gotta go, but I tell her, I'ma be right back. Be like that, I'ma be right back. I'm coming right back. Too many minutes in the day for me to sit still. Cause when the money gone, it get real, mama. I'ma be right back. It be like that. I'ma be right back. I'm coming right back. You got the money in the mattress if I need bail. Last time you got me out, you was mad as hell. Snapping at me, driving home, never heard the end. Low key turned on, cause I get it in. You gon' take a lot of L's when you tryna win. Let her say I'm done with it, but I might again. Might have a bad move or two with so-and-so. Gave a nigga half of it, but he wanted more. Might have been a job where they mad about the bill. Motherfuckers never wanna pay you for your skill. And everybody wanna pick apart your craft, tryna tamper with the math that you're making. The shit is real, but you fucked with me the long way. You know when I'm stressed, never rub me the wrong way. Keep bringing me peace, cause you know that I need that. I never bite your tongue when you're giving me feedback. Be there for me. I've been a fool for the paper, that's all I know. Shorty hate it when I gotta go, but I tell her I'ma be right back. It be like that, I'ma be right back. I'm coming right back. Too many minutes in the day for me to sit still. Cause when the money gone, it get real, mama. I'ma be right back. It be like that, I'ma be right back. I'm coming right back. I've been a fool for the paper, that's all I know. Shorty hate it when I gotta go, but I tell her I'ma be right back. It be like that, I'ma be right back. I'm coming right back. Too many minutes in the day for me to sit still. Cause when the money gone, it get real, mama. I'ma be right back. It be like that, I'ma be right back. I'm coming right back.
That's right, that's right. 1212. It's your boy Ben Hop every Monday right here. I'm here live. I'm doing it. I'm showing you some love. Make sure you get at me. Send me your music. This is what I do. I've been doing it for the last 10 years. I'm showing love to independent artists. New music. Get at me right here on Excitement Radio, the best kept secret. Your boy Ben Hop. Let's go. Get at me.
Yeah. feel our pedigree, and yes, we are oppressors' worst nightmare. That I am Alexander the God, not a God, but the God in me. Indeed, we are grateful, truly, we are fortunate, certainly, we are intelligent, undoubtedly, we are greatness, without a doubt, yes, praise we are God. Fearless, this world. I am,
praise God,
hallelujah, I am affirmations, say your affirmations, say your affirmations.
Hey y'all, it's Shy Will. Make sure you check us out on the Best Kept Secret Independent Artist Showcase every Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with yours truly, Shy Will, and our very own DJ Ben Ha. So keep it locked right here, Miami's number one internet radio station, ExcitementRadio.com.
Get the island, rock them down.
That's right. My girl Posh right there. That's right. Best kept secret, that's how we do. Oh. 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 Grandpa. Boy, we are back. We are back. Let me get the Let me get that. So with that being said, man, let me just run it down the line. We started off with Rasa Ja, all the way from Jamaica. It's called Justice, my brother right there. I'm gonna tell you, Rasa Ja is a reggae artist. When I first started the station, I was getting music from him. I'm talking about 10 years ago. I was getting music. Like, this brother's catalog is crazy. Like, if you what is it called? Like, Wikipedia? Like, if you, like, search my man, Rasa Ja, like, he's from Jamaica. And we never even met. Like I've been, like, networking with him ever since. But what I'm saying is when I first met him, you know, I was getting his music, and I'm like, this brother has been, and he's on some big rhythms. Like, he's been on some big reggae rhythms out here, and that's doing it. And like I said, every time he gets something new, he sends it to me, and I always show love. Like, and this is what I'm trying to say, like, when you build a relationship with, like, say, a DJ, right? once I know, like, I'm just using me as an example, as a DJ. I know what you do, right? Like, I know what type of music you're putting out. I know how professional you are. Like, I could be in a spot DJing and you show up and be like, yo, I got this new joint. Like, chances of me playing it are greater because we already built that relationship and I know that you, like, I know what type of artist you are. You get what I'm saying? Like, imagine me DJing and I don't know you from Jack and you come to me and say, hey, I got this new song. Can you play it? I'm going to look at you like, well, who the fuck are you, nigga? Like, I'm going to be looking at you like, okay, put this shit to the side right here and keep moving. Because I don't know you like that. Like, we have not built no relationship. And this is what I try to tell a lot of artists. Like, you need to build relationships with DJs so that way, you know, when you walk in the building, even if you walk in the building, like, if I'm DJing somewhere and Orion walks in the building, I'm on the mic, yo, shout out to Orion in the building. Like, I'm already shouting him out. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is, because we built that relationship. So what I'm trying to say is, don't think that the relationship is not important. It's very important. And like I say, Rasa Ja, we built that relationship years ago, sending me music. So anytime you send me something, I'm playing it. I don't even have to listen to this shit. I already know it's going to be hot. And like I said, I didn't fucking listen to this when I played it. I brought that shit back because that shit was hot. But that's what I'm trying to say. So that's all I want to say with that tip. But shout out to Rasa Ja. Anything y'all want to say? If y'all want to add anything to what I'm saying with the first joint, second joint, whatever, just say. What you want to say, Shy? Talk.
Nah, he's
just
always,
talk to the mic, Shy.
He's always bringing it. I must say that every song that he has,
right,
and the energy that he gives with it, and I like the fact that, you know, mm-hmm, he's remaining true to himself, which is important. You know, so you'll hear me say it from time to time about artists. That just means you're doing a good job.
Nah,
you're
he's
not
always
trying to sound like anybody else.
Oh no, man, he's hot. Yeah. Shout out to my brother, right?
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So definitely, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, after that we came back with Debo Mac. Now shout out to my brother D. Yo,
fire!
I gotta give it a no. And you know what? He got a joint that he sent me before that I love even more than this one.
Mm.
Shout out to my brother Debo Mac. Debo Mac has been doing it. Like, this joint we played is called I'ma Be Right Back. Love the vibe on it. But what I love about this brother right here is I feel like he's just doing him. Like, I don't feel like he's trying to
follow a trend
or fit in somewhere. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel like he's trying to, like you said, all right, follow a trend, do this. He's just doing him. And I like that. And what I like too, and this is going to be my producer ear talking to you right now. Okay? And I'm going to give you an example. Like, I like what he does and I like the beats that he does it on. Like, in other words, the beats that he perform on, it like goes together very well. Like, he does a great job of executing. And I'm gonna give you an example. I have Phantom of the Beats here in the studio. Now, Phantom of the Beats, if you don't know, give you a quick
KMH, right? Or no, UMCs.
UMCs, correct. UMCs, but then he also produced. He produced that joint, Lil Kim and 50 Cent.
Mm-hmm. Magic Stick.
Magic Stick, right? And I had him here one on the show. And we talked about that. And I said, yo. And he said to me, like, people would reach out to him and say, yo, I need a hit just like Magic Stick. I need a hit. People would reach out to him and say, yo, I need you to do me like a Magic Stick. And I love what he said. He said, wait a minute. I could give you a beat. But you as the artist got to make it like your own. Like, make it what it is. And I agree with that 1,000%, because you can have a beat, just because a person know how to rap or whatever don't mean that it goes together. You get what I'm saying? You gotta have that right track and that right person on it to bounce, to kind of complement each other. And so what he was saying is, I could give you a Magic Stick beat, but are you going to make a Magic Stick song? You get what I'm saying?
Are you gonna match that energy? You know?
That's what I'm saying, and I love what he said when he said that, and I agree with him. So what I'm saying with Debo is, I feel like he's picking the right people to work with as far as his music, because the vibe that he's coming out with is connecting. Like, I could feel it. Like, it's connecting. So keep doing your thing, my brother, man. Anything you want to add to Devo? Anything you want to add?
Nah, it definitely sound great. I like the beginning of the song.
Right.
Yeah, no. You know, that's where you're always gravitated, is the beginning of the song. Because sometimes you have to be like, wait, hold on, it's been playing for like 15 seconds. You still not feeling it? What's the matter? But then again,
15 seconds? Oh, okay. She's like, it's playing for 15 seconds. It ain't playing. All right. But I get what you're saying. No, you're right. It got to grab your attention. Yeah,
I'm not stating him, but, you know, there's been times the intro is just too damn long.
Mm. Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's true. After that, we came back with Tippo. Tippo, I am affirmation. I am affirmation, Tippo. It's Sonny Tippo. Shout out to Sonny Tippo right there. I think he did his thing. He was bringing, like, a different sound. Like, I think he was doing, like, a little positive thing with what he was trying to do. So keep doing what you're doing. Tippo, keep doing what you're doing. Like I said, once again, it's all about, you know, the message you're bringing. It's about how you're bringing it out. It could be about visuals. It could be about, you know, what you're trying to do. You know what I'm saying? So keep doing what you're doing. I thought he did a good job. Keep doing it. Now, I want to hear more. Yes. Send me some more stuff. Let me hear some more stuff from you and stuff like that. Anything y'all want to add?
Yo, the drums on that track were slapping. Okay. I liked it. I like what I don't know if he made that beat or his producer. Shout out to him. You know, whatever. But them drums are slapping.
There you go. Okay. So there you go. Slapping. Slap that motherfucker and keep it going.
Slapping the bass.
And last but not least, in it said Posh. My girl Posh. Now, Posh was in Atlanta, right? She moved down. Or she was in Georgia, right?
She was living in Georgia. And she moved down
to Miami.
Basically, really for her music. She was saying because of the style of her music.
Right. Because she's more like island.
Pop.
Yeah. Right.
And that's not a
Trinidadian.
It's not a big thing out there in where she was from.
Right.
Or where she lived. Because I think she's from.
But I'm going to tell you. What the thing with Posh... She's a great performer. Like, and this is what I'm talking about as far as when you do your music and all that. Like you may hear this joint. This could have been a little too much for you. Oh, that's too much. I can't handle it. Oh, my heart is hurting. It's just too much. She's jumping all over the place and I can't handle it. Shut your pussy ass. But what I'm saying is, no, shout out to Posh. She is definitely a lot of energy. She's doing it. I gotta say, I love her energy. I love to see her. Like, actually, she's one of those when you see her on stage, it's like it takes you to the other level. Because you see her, like, you may hear music, but then when you see her and do it, it's like, oh shit. You're like this with her. You hear music, you're right here. But when you see her and she perform, you're like right here.
That's dope.
Yes, because she actually brings it.
Yeah.
So I just want to say that. So anything you want to add, Shy, before we
move on? Well, I'll tell you what. Posh did perform at the 7th Annual.
Okay.
And she did a really good job. Like, there was a stage, and I think she was the only performer that actually went up on the stage. Because a lot of people, they performed down.
Yes, she did.
So that, when I saw her go, and I can understand why nobody wanted to go up there, because there was no... like, it wasn't that comfortable getting up there. So she jumped up there, turned around in them high heels, gliding the floor. Like, she moved that room
that night. Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
She really did.
Yes, she did. So
and
with that,
great performers.
There you go. No, I
some people can't perform. Some people make good music and their performance is not that great.
So with that being said, no, I agree with you. Round of applause. Thank you for that. Round of applause to you for that. So with that being said, my special guest in the building, Orion.
What they do?
What's up? What's up, my brother? So check this out. This next segment is all you right here. We got some joints. We're going to play.
This is going to be a special episode.
We're going to talk to the people. We're going to let them know what's up. But I want you to talk to them. Like, let them know what's going on. Let them know what could we expect. Let them know, like, what's going on for this next segment right here. Like,
man, this is going to be a trip to the past. You know what I'm saying? An adventure in the present.
Right.
And we're going to talk about what the future, you know, holds, no doubt. But this is going to be a dope one. You know, you started off the show right, talking about production and, you know, making sure your quality is tight and everything. And let me just say this, man. There's a certain mystique that tracks have that were recorded with limited equipment, budget. There's a certain mystique that has, and there's a niche for that right now online. And that's part of the reason why, like, I came up here with you to, and we're going to talk about it more and stuff. I don't even know what track you have queued up to play first.
No,
so
you
I don't
tell
even know
me.
How
you
to
tell
do
me.
Any
no, 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 you tell
introduction
me.
Here.
No,
and
you
stuff.
Tell me. I got them already. You tell me what you want.
Let's start from the past, man. Let's start from the past.
Which one you want him?
Let's get that Infinite demo tape one.
Hold on. Wait a minute. I'm going to tell you what I got. I got the DJ Mad P. I got the Orion Skynet. And I got the... What's the other one I got? Mowgli.
Those are my joints, though.
Right.
We gonna start with one of them.
Yeah.
All right. Let's start it off with Skynet. Let's start it off with Skynet then.
That Skynet boy, you talking about Terminator type shit?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Come on. Let's go.
We may have had our differences, but I am disposed to forget them.
That is very generous of you, sir.
No, truly. What do you mean by that?
Future is now, enter the Skynet. Nanotech in the food we digest. Drones patrol with an AI pilot. Lost it all, and you ain't even die yet. The future is now, enter the Skynet. Nanotech in the food we digest. Drones patrol with an AI pilot. Lost it all, and you ain't even die yet. Ayo, we made it out the firestorm, into a higher form. Won't be enslaved by any chains that I adorn. We used to need love, now we desire porn. Kids getting indoctrinated by Lieutenant Einhorn. We riding back to the future with tires worn. The devil in the details, read the buyer's form. Violence torn, misinformed, divided us more. This the petri dish in the lab where the virus was born. My first verse was written in CUNY form. Local celebrity, true MC, groupie swarm. Dean of discipline, this the school reform. Students I'm punishing for unironed uniforms. Life is a bitch, could be a woman scorned. It'll make your mind split like Norman Osborn. I'll turn your stage to a grave where the humans mourn. Planted the iron flag, now you've been warned. The future is now, enter the Skynet. Nanotech in the food we digest. Drones patrol with an AI pilot. Lost it all, and you ain't even die yet. The future is now, enter the Skynet. Nanotech in the food we digest. Drones patrol with an AI pilot. Lost it all, yeah. And you ain't even die yet.
Look, breaking down machine learning algorithms that dissect. Welcome to the future, no codeine in my rhyme set. The nanobots in my laces regulate my eyelids so I won't trip. I ain't seen a beat yet that I can't rip on some YouTube to MP3 conversion type shit. My IP vanished like the application do quick. Gotta keep a watch for the feds always, I hack fire sticks. If you're hearing this recording, know I plead the fifth. Cause when it come to copping any pleas, my lips zipped. ID 10T errors I never committed. Not a miss hacker spitting raps and PowerShell scripts. Never afraid like cowards to get my courage a dog. I fed gunpowder and scorpion tails too in the fog. All I gotta say is watch him and the monster is born. I'm like Spot from out the Boston Dynamic Reform. With the mind of a quantum computer in animal form, yeah.
The future is now, enter the Skynet. Nanotech in the food we digest. Drones patrol with an AI pilot. Lost it all, and you ain't even die yet. The future is now, enter the Skynet. Nanotech in the food we digest. Drones patrol with an AI pilot. Lost it all, and you ain't even die yet.
We may have had our differences, but I am disposed to forget them.
That is very generous of you, sir.
No, truly.
Thank you. DJ Ben Hop.
From the East Coast to the West Coast.
City to city, coast to coast.
You listening to the best kept secret with DJ Ben Hop.
This DJ's got the game on lock.
Hop, show them some love.
Orion, Orion, Excess,
Plancha,
DJ Mad P, the Mad Beats. Oye, no coges lucha con la mierda que resulta. Ellos tiran pinta con plumas sin punta. No hay excusa, no quieren la fuma. Mi ingredientes en las raíces de savia bruta. Soy el chivo, el lobo bajo de llena luna. The Golden Plancha, homie, hold it like a Mansa Musa. Mar costumbre viviendo vida de chuma. So escuche bien, vigila tu columna. Pana no gana con fama de Maluma. Que tú quieres la cama con sábana o abajo de blanca funda. No creo en nada y la palabra es una puta. Por plata te mojan sin tener puesto la truza. I'm the first person shooter, gripping a German Luger. My debut as a producer was filmed by Zapruder. Pero quién es mí, sin tener mi fin. Con tanto plomo como Pablo en Medellín.
This is Sin, and you rockin' with the best of the best, DJ Ben Ha.
Now who's gonna sample Mr. Off of the Dome? Ripping mad instrumentals, speaking beats on low. Yo, my style is free, off beat but on me. My skill's invisible, niggas just can't see. Mr. Infinite, I control the future for your frontin'. You don't represent Brooklyn, then you ain't saying nothing. Now niggas talk the walk to get stalked till I caught him. Came forth from up north, I'm getting down at the bottom. Now brothers wanna see like, but can I free like? They wanna be like, but Infinite's not trying to be Mike. You need more than a gator, resonate against the major. Sharp razor when I contact like a page. Connects remain high tech as I wreck the set. Put your money on the bookie, tell your bookie time to bet. Who'd have guessed that you would be put to the test by the nigga true to hip hop till the bullets through my chest. So if you got your Glock, then you best to load your clip. On my block, you ain't shit, let your skills come equipped. You only know the buck, BS and portray. Brothers decay from what I say while I'm parlay to the. Small
baseball bat, no match for a gap, but my rhyme skill's fat, it got me covered like a baseball cap. Or Jim Hass, which catch my leg when I'm sexing. The hardest thing about MCs is their erection. They need protection. Or a pro with the technical style that's exceptional. So good it's edible. Your money, put your bills where your grill be. Gotta find me to kill me, so underground I'm filthy. God bless my talent, no forsaking it. My way you're making it, you know the rule, kid. Brooklyn keeps on taking it. I've hit the bottom to blow up like a grenade and spread some mad head, affecting like the brown plague. So if you hit the rock down south one day, check the official on the artificial shit that's parquet. My forte's to always rap like you know. Forget being the man, I'll be the man, Dingo. Black spick, mad dick, get your hit like ism. Locking rhymes in your mind like dreads in a prison. Freak the session with the adolescent known to get open. See blacks like they was backs, cause I leave them broken. Through the rhyme like a raster to religious, so be Casper. Before I snatch you from the backs to attack with them. Yo, word up, representing on point like a mother. Yo, what's up? What's up to Zambu? What's up to Ruckus? What's up to Giant? What's up to my boys out there? My man Iself, my man Cadaver, my main man Encore.
Yo, what's good? This be your boy Lamborghini Law, kicking it live with my nigga DJ Ben Hop. The best kept secret, like a child that ain't yours, my nigga. ExcitementRadio.com, let's get it.
What the fuck I feel? My state of mind off the hell makes me awkward, and my peers keep saying,
Charlie, Ricky, Dom, you want the last one. Now my red, poking on my flavor, yeah, it's past done. We're back again, another rugged attempt. Something ruckus and fit the show, the waste gotta represent.
Oh, so check the record. So check the record, come on. Oh. Ah, man, hold on.
We got a lot of explaining to do.
We got a lot of explaining. You got me laughing, boy. We got a lot of explaining to do. Cause I'm gonna tell you right now, man. Like I couldn't even tell you. Okay, first of all, let's go back. Let's not even start from there.
Yeah.
Let's go back. We started Orion XS Skynet.
Yeah.
That joint was fire.
Shout out to the producer DJ El Abstracto.
I like that.
Thank you.
That joint was hot. Like I love the like, and that's when I love what you do. You know, like you bring that vibe. Like you bring that. Like once again, like you don't try to fit in with like everybody, what everybody is doing. You do you, and I love what you do, and that's what I tell artists. Do you, and let people gravitate to what you do. Like, let people come to what you do. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So, that's what you do, man. So, shout out to you, Skynet. Awesome, man.
That Skynet track, originally, it had a way different beat that Abstracto sent to me in excess.
Mm-hmm.
And we got on it. I liked how it sounded. And I think it's dope when you lay something in the studio and the producer gets so motivated that they make a whole different beat.
They say no, we gotta like, do something
we got,
else.
Yeah, like, and that's what it was. Like we left his studio and like 2 days later
he was like, no,
yo, I remixed the beat, man, because like y'all came with it. You know what I mean? And I like this beat right here was way better than the first one. The first one was dope too.
Okay.
I told him, I'm like, we should release both, man, but. But yeah, it was called Skynet, and it fit perfect with the Blancha mixtape because we got the Terminator on the cover. You know, like with the Blancha mixtapes, we always got a theme.
Right.
You know, shout out to my dog Roger C. Go check him out on Instagram. He does all the covers for me. I've been homies with this cat since high school.
Okay.
Very talented artist, and he does all the covers for me. I shoot him the idea. And if you look at the Plancha covers that we first were coming out with, they were all villains in video games. And the reason for that was because we were doing all the Plancha events at a 10th Level Tavern, which is a bar that doubles as a barcade out in Oakland Park Boulevard. Go check that shit out, y'all. It's across the street from Funky Buddha.
Yeah,
it's a dope spot.
It is.
So I was like, yo, let's keep it with that theme of the bad guys in video games.
Right, right.
And then towards the end, we started incorporating just bad guys in movies. So we had Chucky, you know what I mean? We had the bad guys from the Home Alone because it was the Christmas edition.
Yeah, oh, I like that.
And then like when we got into 2024, I told Exus, I'm like, yo, this is the year of AI. So all the covers have some kind of
Terminator.
Artificial intelligence theme.
Yeah.
So we had
the
Iron Giant for Plancha 13.
Yeah.
Now we got the Terminator for Plancha 14. Mm-hmm. Plancha 15 is going to be a surprise. Y'all going to like what we come up with.
Ah, okay.
It's the Plancha 15, you know, la quinceañera. We
there
got some
go.
Shit planned for y'all. But yeah, man, when we do these Plancha mixtapes, me and XS, bro, we always do an intro and an outro.
Okay.
Brand new intro, brand new outro. So, like, I'm writing a brand new 16, he's doing the same, and we lacing some shit. So, on this project, this Plancha, we kind of went even more balls to the wall because we definitely did the intro, we did an outro, and then we put the Skynet shit as well.
Okay.
So, this shit has, like, those three tracks, and then the second track you played, which was produced by DJ Mad P out of Venezuela, that's also on the mixtape as well. So that Plancha 14 mixtape, you can...
So that was the DJ Mad P, right?
Yeah.
What's it called? It's called...
Asesinos and Philosophers. Assassins and Philosophers, you know what I mean?
All
so, right. Yeah, man, he's dope. He's a dope DJ. Got a crazy dope following as well. Mad humble dude. I checked out a show that he put on at Tripping Animals in Doral, bro, and it was nothing but love, bro. So like when he sent us that track, I was just like, we definitely gotta lace it, and it's like a banger, you know what I mean?
Right.
So that shit's on the mixtape as well. You know, if y'all liked what you heard, there's more sauce like that. WDDH Radio on SoundCloud. That's the SoundCloud profile where you could exclusively hear those mixtapes. And then the third track you played, the Infinite Demo Tape. That shit's also on the Plancha mixtape.
Now,
because he was at Plancha. Like I said earlier, like if you show up to the Plancha and you're an artist, you're gonna make the mixtape. So he showed up, but he ain't had nothing new. But I was like, it don't matter. We gotta put this demo track. Because that shit is actually kind of, you know what I'm saying, in an organic sense, going viral.
And shout out to my brothers on Point that put this out, and that shit was fire. Like I'm saying,
did they ever put it out professionally on Point? That's what I've been wanting to ask.
That's the thing. I've never heard it come out professionally like that. Like there's a lot of stuff that we did. You got to remember, and this is what I want to say as we move through the show right here and listen to some of these joints. You gotta remember, we were the ones that were funding what we did. Like back then, you needed to be signed to a label, or you needed to be signed to someone that was financially was gonna help you get to that next level. Like right now, we are in different times as far as artists. They don't need that. They can upload their music to all these streaming platforms. They could make their own video on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? They could get the momentum going without having that what they call that, the big brother to help you get out there. You know what I'm saying? So back then, yes, we needed that big brother because niggas ain't had money like that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
So yes. I don't think they ever came out with it because I don't remember ever getting no vinyl or nothing like that. Because back then it was vinyl. I didn't get it. So, but shout out to them brothers that was doing that. Like we was trying to, I know what they were doing. Same thing we were doing. Like everybody was just trying to get music to like, spark something and get it to that next level. But it was a different time back then. You know what I'm saying?
So let me chime in on real quick. Because I got that tape from Infinite, right? Mm-hmm. Infinite and me got a group together, what they do. And, I would always go to his crib and, like, just rummage through his tapes and his vinyl and stuff. And that was one of the tapes. So I was like, let me borrow it, take it home, and, transfer some of this music, for you. Because he didn't have Pro Tools or nothing like that. So I took it home. I heard that joint. I was like, yo, this shit is fucking fire, bro. Like, So I transferred it. I had the digital transfers there for a minute, whatever, and then that was one of the few tapes that I held on to because he had shortly moved out from that crib, put his stuff in storage, and thank God that I held on to that tape because he lost his shit in a storage auction.
Oh, man.
Damn.
So, but I still got that tape. So years later, like 3 years ago, I was just like, yo, you know what? On YouTube, there's like a niche audience for like demo tapes from the 90s.
Yeah.
So I was like, let me just take a picture of the tape and just put it up on my YouTube to give my homie some shine. Mm-hmm. So I did that. It stayed at like 1,000 views or whatever for forever. And then like 3-4 months ago, I did a Method Man remix that started popping. It's at like 27,000 views. And it looks like what I could gather from it is that people that were going to peep that Method Man remix were curious about my channel, and for whatever reason, that is what they gravitated towards.
Nice.
So it's like that demo track is at like almost 20K.
Wow.
In awesome. Views.
And
awesome.
That's just within the last 3 or 4 months. And then I had a Russian DJ hit me up wanting to buy the tape.
Yes.
I'm like, yo, that's crazy. And the crazy. Well, even going, I still got it, and we're negotiating price. It's going to be a nice price, but the majority of that bread I'm shooting to my homie because that's his song.
You know? Yes, yes.
But the crazy shit is that I didn't know Ben Hop made that beat. for like the longest.
Oh, you made that beat?
Yeah, he made that beat. And then like, okay. And then I finally asked the Inf. I'm like, yo, who made that beat? And he's just like, yo, this dude, DJ. He didn't even know that I knew this brother. And he's just like, yo, this dude named DJ Ben Hop.
I'm like, Ben Hop. I told Sha I'm famous, but she don't believe me.
Though. I've always believed that.
So this is where the interviewer becomes the interviewee, bro. Let me ask you this. What do you remember about that track, recording it, or whatever? What's your memories
with
that?
I'm going to tell you right now. I don't remember shit. Oh, like,
he got CRS, y'all.
Yeah, I can't remember. I suffer from CRS. If y'all don't know, I suffer from
CRS. What's CRS?
Can't remember shit, but... you know what I'm saying? I can't remember shit, but... I'm glad that whoever can, you know, vibe with it, whatever. I'm glad that y'all can do something with it. Yeah, like I'm not a person that be like, oh no, hold on, that's my shit. No. I look at it like, listen, back in the days I did what I did, and it is what it is. If a person could shine and get it, you know, whatever. You know, I'm the only thing I may ask for is at least give me a shout out. And just say, yo, shout out Ben Hop. That's all. I'm good with that. You know what I'm saying? But I can't remember none. Like anything, and this is what I want to say. Like all the shit that we played, the last two joints, I can't remember where the fuck we recorded at. Where the fuck we did it. I can't remember nothing.
Equipment, nothing.
I know that the beat was an ASR beat. I know it for sure. But recording it, I'm like, where the fuck did we record that? I cannot tell you. Like, I can't even remember.
Inf swears it was 1995. He had to skip school.
That's what I'm saying.
There wasn't that many studios.
But I'm saying, like, I can't remember. The only people that I know I fucked with back in the days was Debonair. Debonair was one of these engineers.
Yeah, he's up in Broward now.
Yeah, Debonair was in Broward. Shout out to Debonair. Then, of course, a lot of my shit afterwards was Jimmy Starr. So shout out to Jimmy. So I know a lot of stuff afterwards. But there was a lot of stuff we did before then that it was a stick and move. So the only thing I could say is, yo, whatever y'all can do with it, man, peace, love, and happiness. Keep doing what y'all do with it. I've had somebody reach out to me. Like I got a record that me and Big Shot did. Like we actually put it on vinyl. Like Cash and the Bitches. That's the name of the song, Cash and the Bitches. And I got it on vinyl. And I had niggas like hit me up, like, yo, can I, like from Europe, like, yo, can I buy that record from you? And I was like, I used to have like boxes of the record, but then I ain't gonna lie. I gave a lot out, but I remember there was one time when I had a box of it. I just threw it away because it was a period where I was like, I don't need all these vinyl. Let me just do. And I took a box and just be like, fuck it, I don't need it. I should have never did that. But I do have a couple of new joints, and I was able to sell him one. I said, yo. And he's like, send me the money, blah, blah. I sent it to him. But this is my thing I want to ask you. Orion, like, okay, you get these people from, like, Europe, these other countries that want our hip-hop, that want our songs. What are they trying to do with it? Are they trying to replicate it? Are they trying to pay homage to it? Or are they trying to, like, that's what I'm asking. Like, what is your feeling on that? Like, when you get these people from foreign countries saying, we hear your joint, we want it.
I think they're trying to capture the essence. They're trying to capture the essence of what it was back in the days. And there's a lot more magic that's captured when you know technology was against you, in a sense.
Okay.
So it's like, that's why I think all these, and it's not just rap music that they're going after for these vintage tapes and vintage records and stuff. It's mm-hmm. also rock music. So it's also, you know, there's a lot of, I guess, a European fan base of, like, heavy metal mm-hmm, mm-hmm. that they're going after these demos. Because sometimes, you know, dudes had gold. and they didn't know it. They didn't know it because you were saturated with so much great music coming out at the time. The Pox, the Biggies, the Snoops, with like the production being polished as hell. And, you know, a track like that Infinite Demo track, or even the track you played after it. Mm-hmm. Look, that track you played after it, if you would have told me that that beat came from Master Ace's Slaughterhouse or the Beatnut Street Level album,
you would have believed it.
I would have believed it.
Yeah, yeah.
It was, but that was a it was on that vibe.
That was a Ben Hop production.
And it was dope. But, you know, I think they try to catch. There's a mystique, like I said earlier. There's an allure, an aura about something vintage that will never be captured like that again.
Can I give my conundrum? I don't know. Can I give my philosophy of what happened to hip-hop rap in South Florida? And let me tell you, this is my philosophy of hip-hop. Understand what I'm saying. I'm saying hip-hop rap in South Florida, okay? You got to remember, I'm not going to go too long with this, but I'm going to break it down to you. You got to remember when rap was coming out, you know, everything was from New York. Hip-hop was everything from New York, blah, 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 blah. Of course, when you came down here, the only thing you knew was my brothers right here. Shout out to Two Live Crew. These are my brothers too now. I got the poster on the wall with their autograph on it. Shout out to them. Rest in peace to the Two Live Crew. But guess what? Coming down here, that's what it was. It was known as a booty shake.
That was the sound.
That was the sound.
That defined this region.
So when we started doing music, we were trying to bring hip hop to this region. So there's a lot of little circles that was doing that. Shout out to those Funky Bastards. Shout out to Mecca.
Science Room.
Last Straws.
Nation of Hoods.
Of course, all of them did with hip hop. Shout out to, of course, Ben Hop, Zambu, the whole Zambu clique, the whole Hopduction clique, that we were all doing hip hop. But the problem was, and this is what I say the problem was, we did not come together as a hip hop culture down here. We all wanted to like say, no, we the ones that's doing it. And we did not come together. If we would have came together and supported each other, and this is what I say, because I say that we did a lot of hip hop down here. But because we did not come together, we were not able to break those boundaries to get us to that level where we're nationwide. And this is what I'm saying. We did not do that because everybody wanted to be like the one to do it. But I'm like, nigga, if we would have came together and we all would have showed, like, if we would have did that Wu-Tang, like when everybody came together, and we would have brought that Wu-Tang, or I'm just using that as an example, that Wu-Tang down here in South Florida, we would have made a difference in the hip-hop community and in the hip-hop history, because South Florida would have not been known for just the booty shake. It would have been known for South Florida hip-hop. And that's what I'm trying to say. We did not come together and do that. We were all separate. We did not. And I'm going to tell you, and anybody want to say I'm wrong, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to prove to you I'm right. We did not come together. Because if we did come together, we would not have this. We would have been a staple in the hip-hop history as far as when Luke did they thing down here, Booty Shake. Then it would have been like, oh, shit, you got hip-hop coming from South Florida, where you got the Funky Bastards. Shout out to Funky Bastards, Zambu, all that, the hip-hop, Hood Nation, all these niggas, like Crazy Hood, like all these niggas. We could have been on that second level, third level, fifth level of music, but we did not come together. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. We all had music. Everybody had great music. Everybody had great vibes. Everybody had shit that was hot, but we did not come together. And that's the problem with us right now to this day.
No, it's
we
not.
Don't,
It's not.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I'm sorry, I got to cut you off right there because it's not. Right now is the wave. Goat Wolf wave, La Plancha hip hop wave. That's what it is. That's what we proven with La Plancha hip hop. That's why it's been 14 mixtapes deep. Look, honestly, like we wouldn't have been able to do the 14 mixtapes if it wasn't for the amount of love of the artists that have been coming through every time we do a plancha
event. Can I add something to that? You got
Second Half Cypher. You got WVCC doing their thing. No Emotion and the Gods. We got a wave down here in Miami right now. So, like, right, I feel what you're saying. And I agree with you 100%. But right now, we ain't on that vibe. Right now is the wave.
Orion.
Right.
Shout out to Shoddy, Goat Farm. Shout out to Watch Wolves, Low Lives. You know what it is.
I said that's what the problem was back then. I didn't say that's the problem now.
You did say now.
No. I said, okay, I'm sorry. If I said now, then I recant that. I'm saying that was the problem back then. We didn't do that. Now,
I agree.
I feel like now, and this is what I want to say with what you're doing. I like what you're doing. You're bringing that culture together. You're bringing it together. You're bringing it to the point where everybody can say, yo, we are going to love each other. We're going to respect each other. Everybody going to do their own hip hop, but we're going to support each other. And I like that. What I'm saying is that was the problem back then. Yeah. Now, we are in different times. And like I said, different times mean different measures. And like I said, I love what you're doing. The mixtape, the albums. Like, you the one that brought the fucking vinyl here with the, you know, Animals Attack or some shit. What was it called? Like,
Domestic Animals Attack. Yeah,
yeah. You brought vinyl. So what I'm saying is, I can understand what you're doing. And I can see what you're doing. Then you bring the mixtape. And I see that. So what I'm saying is, yes, it's people like you, and we need more people like you to come together so we can make this a bigger thing out here. Like, we need more people like you so we can make it a bigger thing. You get what I'm saying? So that's what I'm trying to say. Like, I'm not saying that it's not happening. I'm saying that back in the days, that was the problem.
Yeah.
Because I talked to Mecca Gimo. I talked to these niggas, like Funky Bazza. I'm like, nigga, y'all niggas shit was fire. Why we ain't on that level? Because why? It ain't. But this is a different time. So what I'm saying now, you're opening the doors. You're doing what you're doing. You got this going on right here. You got this. You got this. You showing people what you can do. And that's what I love, what you do. And that's what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is, people need to understand. They need to come together. They need to, like, you know, embrace what you're doing.
Yeah, and each other, man, and big each other up. You know, you bring up the Wu-Tang sound, and you think about when Wu-Tang came out, Staten Island really wasn't a borough that was really looked at, you know what I'm saying, in that New York. And, people just think Wu-Tang, but you got to realize in that time frame, if we were to put everything into context, Wu-Tang was coming out, Shaheem was already coming out, King Just was already coming out. So there was a Staten Island sound that was UMC's. You mentioned Phantom of the Beats earlier. They came out before Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
So there was a Staten Island presence coming out. Today, you have Buffalo,
right,
Far Rockaway, and they have a sound. And that's what I keep preaching to all the brothers down here, and a lot of people have been very receptive about it. Let's not be on some crabs in the bucket mentality.
Correct.
And, oh, this person's not showing support here. Let's just focus on who's doing what, who's showing and proving. Let's keep pushing each other, and let's keep doing our own little movements together. And eventually, like, the wave becomes a tsunami, and it becomes undeniable.
I like that.
But if artists constantly want to be their own wave, you're just going to be a ripple. You're going to be a ripple in the ocean, and that's nothing. You're not even a wave. And that's been the downfall of, you know, aside from everything you said, which I agree on 100%, you know, because I've done the knowledge with cats that were before me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I've sat down with those funky bastards. I've sat down with Brimstone. I've sat down with everybody that DJ EFN, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, aside from that is the whole being pigeon-held, because you're from the bottom, because you're from South Florida, then you can't be lyrical. That was a stigma that was placed on us, you know, because New York hip hoppers were like, oh, why are you trying to do New York hip hop? Like, even the West Coast MCs had to, you know, rally against that. And if you weren't sounding like an OG, if you weren't sounding like you were a Crip or a Blood, you sounded too East Coast, you know what I mean? You'd get ragged on or some shit, you know? So I think Florida had that shit more so than anything, more so than any region, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because
Florida had that.
We're the furthest south.
Right.
We were the furthest south.
And it's even harder. It music travels.
Right, right.
And it was even harder for music to travel back then. Now what we have at our disposal is, once again, the technology has brought it to, like, the only thing standing in our way now is us. And we all just got to really come together, really show each other's, you know, skills, you know, steel sharpens steel. That's why we do these plancha events where it's like, nah, like, we're going to have five artists and who's the best of the night? And we're going to address it. We're going to say who's the best of the night. This is not a kumbaya moment. You know what I mean? We could have the kumbaya moment at the mixtape time. You know what I'm saying? But I think we're headed towards a good trajectory, man. I'm really excited. Like, I'll be honest. Like, since 2021, I've been excited about doing music. Because prior to 2020, it was kind of like, ah, bro, how much longer am I going to fucking do this shit for? Like, motherfuckers don't get it. Like, what am I doing? Like, all right, I got to do this, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Like, and not seeing the vision. I get up in the morning and I'm excited as to, like, what project I'm going to conquer.
Right.
What am I going to dabble in? You know, I do my own graphic design work as much as I can now. You know what I'm saying? I edit as many videos as I can on my own. Like, and then I collab with cats as much as I can. And it's just an exciting time, I think, to be an MC in the South Florida region, man.
It
you
is.
Know what I'm saying? And shout out to, like, all the artists that aren't quote-unquote lyrical hip-hop or whatever. Like, y'all part of the wave, too. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right,
like,
right.
In the plancha movement, bro, it's everybody. Whether you rapping in Spanish on some reggaeton shit or you rapping on some down south shit, like, whatever it is, we don't give a fuck, man, as long as you got skills.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
As long as you as long as you sound good.
Yeah, man, that's it. That's it. And, you know, we always going to show love to everybody that shows love back, reciprocates the same thing. And that's what we are right now, man. So, like, it's dope. It's a dope energy out there right now. Like, when we did the event on Saturday, Ill Seed was out there, who goes back in this shit way back. Dread, Black Snow's homie was out there.
Right.
And everybody was telling me, like, yo, this is a different vibe. This is, like, this is not what South Florida once was.
Right, in the hip-hop scene.
There was a deep division for a long time, you know? And I think we finally getting over that hurdle if we keep on in this direction and shit, man.
I like that. And that's what I'm saying. I like that. The only reason I ain't come out because, my wife, you know, wasn't feeling well. So I had to stay home, take care of the wife. But
it's all love.
I would have been out there, dog. You know, I'd have been out there. But, you know, I love what you do. And that's what I'm saying. Like, keep doing what you do. We going to support you 100%. And that's what I'm saying. Because that's what I'm saying. It's about just bringing the talent, bringing the raw flavor, bringing who's going to come out and do what they do. So,
yeah. I'm going to just say this, too. I've said this before on my IG. I'm going to say it, reiterate this again. I made 16 of those tapes, tape cassettes. Uh-huh. I made 16 of them.
I came home
with two.
There you go.
That's it. Okay. I sold, like, pretty much all of them with the exception of the one that I gave to Lady G, who won the Uno game. Shout out to Lady G and XS, who's my DJ. I got to give him one.
Shout out to XS.
But sold all the other copies, man.
There you go.
And it's like mad heads that came out, you know? And it wasn't even like I had to push the sale. You feel me? It wasn't like I had to, like, come on, man, please support the movement, you know?
So that's what I'm talking about. So with that being said, man, keep doing what you do. We got to wrap it up. But any last words before we get out of here, man? Orion, let me know. Any last words?
Oh, man, just thank you so much for having me. It's like an honor, man, that like
always.
You would have me on here. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad you were like receptive to the joints I sent you, you know. Shout out to all the MCs, all the singers, all the artists that are in Dade and Broward County, South Florida, doing your thing, both from the past, 80s, right. 90s, 2000s to the current. You know what I mean? Shout out to all of y'all. It's nothing but love. Stations like Excitement Radio is what, you know what I'm saying, keeps this shit bubbling, keeps the fire kindling, you know what I mean? So shout out to y'all. That's what it is, man.
There you go. Let them know your social media and all that, how they could get the music and all that.
Social media, BrassBalls09. You could also find me on SoundCloud, WDDH Radio is the SoundCloud page. YouTube, Orion Hip Hop. That's my channel. I got episodes where I put on demo tapes, like the kind of the stuff you heard today. I got remixes I do. I got my own music I put up, and I got like these reviews that I do on back in the day, singles. You know what I mean? It's called the Deep Dive Tape Stats. So shout out to everybody who's been following me, subscribing, and all of that. Much appreciated.
All right, man. Thank you so much. Well, any last words before we get out of here?
Well, I want to make a shout out to you. Listen. This is hot. I like what you're doing here with these cassettes. I still have a cassette player, by the way, you guys. So I could still listen to this. But this is different. I like that. And I'm sure there's some people that have something different to say about it. But it doesn't matter because it's the fact that you're doing it. And I like that you continue to do it. Thank you for your music. Your music is... you have your own sound, definitely. And it sounds like music because I don't know what everybody else is doing right now. Majority of that. So I just want to say, yeah, shout out to you. Thank you for being here. Don't be a stranger. Ben Hobb, you did all right on your introduction today. It was still too long, but all right. Shout out to all the new music that you're getting. We appreciate that. And that's right. To all indie artists, you know, tell a friend, tell an artist that they can submit their music to excitementradio.com and have a chance for their song to be played on the Best Kept Secret. What's wrong with your face?
Cause your hat
too tight?
You talking shit?
Or it's
because
you don't know how to act because you probably got new kicks.
You talking about my shit? But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Which is every Monday night, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here. And I'm Shy Will.
Yeah. With that being said, yo, your boy Ben Hop. This is what I do every Monday. Yo, shout out to Orion. Shout out to everybody that we played today, man. Yo, shout out to y'all. Keep doing y'all thing. We got that hip hop. We got that music. We play it all now. We it's not genre based, but we play it all. But with that being said, man, thank you so much for everybody that tuned in. I saw some people on the live. I saw people on the TikTok live. Shout out to all of y'all, man. And with that being said, we gonna close it out with the Money Mowgli, Orion, DJ X. What was that called? The trio of what?
It's called Terry and the Terribles. We got a video for this joint and everything. Shout out to the second half Cypher who made their cameos on this shit.
So we gonna close it out with that, man. And with that being said, peace. We see you next Monday. Let's go. Come on.
One, two, three. It's Trio and Terribles.
Who the fuck? Yeah. It's Terry and the Terribles. Money mole for them wolves, excuse my fellow wolves. Came a long way from the ever selling bulls. Raised the hell, raising hell. Came up and left it froze. Sold a lot of snow, but never sold my De La Soul. Whoa. I'm about to go Timmy on this bitch. Death coming trees over 20s and biscuits. Death to 5 feet over any statistics. Said it's like a million and one. I'm finna risk it. Catch me jumping out the window on beats.